and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The accused Gilgo Beach serial killer in New York has been hit with a seventh murder charge. D.A. Raymond Tierney says it's a woman's death dating back 24 years.
Today, my office filed a superseding indictment charging the defendant Yerman with a seventh charge murder in the second degree.
Madison, Wisconsin Police Chief Sean Barnes is hunting for a motive in the school shooting that left two people dead.
Spend a lot of time today going through some items that we took from her house as a result of a search.
He says the shooter, a 15-year-old girl, died by suicide. An Alabama woman is recovering after receiving a gene-edited pig kidney. CBS's Dr. John LaPook.
They tried it with primates initially, this is decades ago, and that they were too similar to humans, apparently. Pigs are different enough and yet similar enough so that they're not rejected if you fiddle with their with the genetic makeup.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Enbridge pipeline spilled 70,000 gallons of oil in Wisconsin. Brittany Merlot has more.
The problem was discovered on November 11th in Jefferson County, 60 miles west of Milwaukee, by an Enbridge energy technician. Enbridge said the spill on the company's Line 6 was caused by a faulty connection on a pump transfer pipe at the Enbridge Cambridge station. It was estimated 1,650 barrels, which is equivalent to about 70,000 gallons, went into the ground. The spill was immediately reported to regulators, though the report by a federal pipeline safety agency said the line likely was leaking for an extended period of time. Line 6 is a 465-mile pipeline carrying crude oil from Superior, Wisconsin, to a terminal near Griffith, Indiana. People noted the spill was discovered during the same week that Wisconsin regulators approved the first permits for Enbridge's plan to move the aging Line 5 pipeline around the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Reservation. Opponents said it would still threaten the region's watershed and perpetuate the use of fossil fuels.
Fire departments in central Wisconsin are reminding people to keep the wreath green. Many of our local departments have a green wreath displayed outside their fire stations. Every time there's a structure fire in the county, a red bulb is installed on the wreath. The goal is to prevent the red bulbs from showing up. It's important to prepare your home for winter fire safety. Make sure you have working smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. Check your Christmas lights to be sure there's no exposed wires or loose light bulbs. Avoid using extension cords whenever possible. Don't put your Christmas tree near any heating sources and water it daily. Unplug your lights when no one is home or when you're sleeping, and don't overload your outlets. Also, be sure to keep candles away from any flammable or combustible material. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Packers rest up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers players getting an extra day off. Their next game is on Monday Night Football from Lambeau Field against the struggling New Orleans Saints. The Wisconsin Badgers announced that they're welcoming a new quarterback, Danny O'Neill, who started as a true freshman this year for San Diego State. College hoops. After losing three straight last week, the Wisconsin Badgers have dropped out of the AP Top 25. They had been ranked as high as 11th in the nation. They beat Butler over the weekend. Head coach Greg Gard.
I think we were getting better during that stretch, and I think obviously when you play really good teams, you're going to have adversity.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Thunder tonight in Las Vegas for the NBA Cup. Odds makers have Oklahoma City as 5-point favorites. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers, what the tournament means for the team.
You don't get to get this experience during a regular season. This will help us. This will help Oklahoma and Atlanta, Houston, everybody that was here. It's going to help us later.
That's Doc Rivers with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Hi, I'm Ashley, your marketing consultant here at WFHR and WIRI, and I am here to help local businesses big and small. I want to wish everyone a happy holiday and a Merry Christmas.
Cloudy and breezy today, with high temperatures staying below freezing in the low 30s. We do have a small shot of light snow pushing in this evening. With accumulations looking like less than half an inch, it'll be done by early tomorrow morning, leaving us with mostly cloudy skies and high temperatures cooler in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
Dynamite! Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The holidays are here. The family is coming home, and excitement is in the air. The family of Pro Seamless in Wisconsin Rapids wants to wish your family a safe and happy holiday season, and thank you for all of your support in 2024. They are excited to serve you in 2025.
Wisconsin Women's Basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome nationally syndicated Tribune Media columnist and comedian Greg Schwemm, and marketing director of the Marinette Community Rec Center, Sean Katzbach, joins the show to talk about the STEAM concert.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Buck, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text, leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a very busy hour coming your way at 11:33. Katie Jensen from Haws, Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County, is going to join us. They have a special adoption event going on if you're looking for a little pet.
I'm not right now.
My furry child for Maybell, a little sibling. Yeah. They have a plane load of animals coming in today.
I'll send you the cleaning bill if I do that.
All right. Katie Jensen joining us after the 11:30 news. We will wrap up the show with this Shouldn't Be a Thing Parenting Tips Edition. If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it into Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays@civicmedia.us. All right, it is time. Civic Media's latest statewide text to win grown-up gift list contest is underway every weekday this week. In the 7, 11, 1, and 4 o'clock hours, we pass in a keyword that you need to text in via the Civic Media app. So go get your phone.
Got it.
Open it up.
Got it.
Go to the Civic Media app.
On it.
Pick whatever station you want. Could be WISS, WAUK.
Of course.
Here is the word. Calvin, can we have our little frill? The word this hour you need to text is cold. C-O-L-D. This hour's word is cold. We are playing this hour for $100 cash. Pretty nice. Just a couple, almost a little more than a week away from Christmas.
That's going to help.
That would help. $100 cash up for grabs this hour. Text the word cold, C-O-L-D, via the Civic Media app. You are in the running for that $100. Everyone who enters is qualified for one of 8 grand prizes, including espresso machines. We have some luggage sets, a snowblower, a humidifier.
Remote vacuum. Jane, really quick, what if I know I can't enter because of me, but what if I could? What if I was like, man, I would really love a bonus entry. Can I get a bonus entry?
You can actually get a bonus entry.
I can't believe I just made that up.
So once you text in the word cold,
yeah.
C-O-L-D.
Correct.
If you spell it correctly.
Please spell it correctly.
You should get a response back from Civic Media, provided you haven't blocked our messages.
Please don't block us.
You will get a response back from Civic Media. You click on that, and you can do something like sign up for our newsletter, which is really fabulous.
Yeah.
Anyway. There are a couple of other options that you have. You can only do this once for that bonus entry.
Correct.
But we're kind of hoping that these bonuses will be enough to push us over the top and finally knock Todd Alba off his throne.
It did yesterday.
We'll see. That looked like an aberration to me. Anyway, the word this hour is cold, C-O-L-D. Playing for $100 in cash the next time will be in the 1 o'clock hour, either playing for that $100 or an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort. Good luck. Right now, we are joined by our friend and colleague and Civic Media's genie of just about everything on the phone. Terry Barr is with us. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. I love you guys. You just make me smile.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Terry. We appreciate that. Well, I want to tell you, you make me smile because you do so many different things for Civic Media. And one of the things you do that I love are your little special pieces about Wisconsin.
Those are so fun, Jane. Just doing the research and some of the things I've been able to find over the last, I think I've been doing this a year plus now.
Right.
Has been amazing. Who knew that we had so many fabulous things in Wisconsin? I think we did, but when you actually reveal it to other people, you kind of go, wow, this is pretty cool.
So what has been the biggest surprise to you, or what are some of your favorite things you've discovered about our fabulous state?
Well, I have two that are my top favorites. One, of course, is what I learned about cheese curds, and in particular, why they squeak. And it's because, they rub on your teeth when you bite a cheese curd, a warm one, and then that's what makes it squeak. I didn't know that, I love that.
I would not have known that either.
Seems like something I have to test.
One, oh, yeah, there you go. And you report back to me. You let me know if it really works. The other one, and I'm sure we all have, kind of a soft spot of fondness for the small towns in Wisconsin. There is one up in the northwest corner. It is Bloomer, and that is right outside of Chippewa Falls. There is a restaurant on Main Street. You know, one of those tiny restaurants. It's called the Main Street Cafe.
Okay.
And the guy that runs it, his name is Donnie Stoic. He's owned it forever. And, of course, everybody knows everybody. And so everybody goes there to have coffee and to chit-chat about what's happening. Well, at this time of year, he doesn't have time to chit-chat because he and all of his elves make 150,000 pies that they sell out of this little Main Street cafe during the holidays.
Terry, did you just say 150,000?
I indeed did, yes. And 65 varieties all made by hand.
That's insane.
That blew me away. Isn't it? Yeah, so hats off to Donnie. He also told me that every single pie is made with real dairy products. And if you actually have enough time to sit at the counter with some coffee and order a piece of pie, you will then get free milk with it and a free gob of ice cream on top of it.
Oh, we're so going to Bloomer. We're totally going to Bloomer now.
We're moving to Bloomer.
Terry Barr is our guest. She is Civic Media's genie of just about everything. Tom on the live stream says, Bloomer is the jump roping capital of the world.
Oh, Tom may have just given me another new story idea.
Well, and I was going to ask you, Terry, do people give you tips? Do you just stumble on all this stuff by yourself? Because that's pretty remarkable.
Really, honestly, since I started doing this, it's become a great combination of people getting a hold of me and saying, oh, did you know? Or I stumble upon something like Main Street Cafe, or I just look something up thinking, did I ever remember hearing that was in Wisconsin? Like Carmex is made in Wisconsin.
Right.
Who remembered that until I looked it up again? But yeah, I love it. It's such a great combination because it does become more than just a story that I'm doing for our listeners. It involves the listeners then letting me know when they have a great story idea.
Well, it's not only that, Terry, it's also for us as the people on the air and producing the shows. I mean, before working for Civic Media, I didn't have a lot of knowledge about Wisconsin other than the basic stuff. I mean, squeaky cheese and beer and sausage and Packers and whatnot.
And milk.
But milk. But I listen to the things you talk about, Terry, and the other things that, the other stories that people put out in the news, things we talk about on our show, these businesses we discuss, and it gives me such a wonderful sense of this state and a huge sense of pride about being from here as well. I mean, 150,000 pies might not be something that puts us on the map internationally, but it's still something really cool.
And when you say that, at a party, someone's going to say, $150,000? Yeah, we like pies. So that's just something that I really appreciate from you, Terry, for what you do here.
Thank you, Greg. Well, you know what does put us on the map for real, the big map, the world map, is the Kringle.
Oh.
That is the recent, that is the recent slice of Wisconsin, especially when I was told by someone who suggested it. Thank you. You can't have a slice of just one piece of Kringle. You got to eat more. And these are now shipped out from the Racine area. There's several different authentic Kringle makers in Racine.
Oh, yeah.
And shipped all over the world. Isn't that incredible? And it's still the old recipes being made that came over in the late 1800s.
Wow. And it's the making a Kringle is pretty labor intensive, isn't it?
Again, it's another one of those where it's a pastry, hand rolled, and at some point they make these anywhere from 32 layers to 36, I guess, is the king of the Kringle. But after they roll it and make the layers, they have to allow it to set overnight. And then you can start the actual baking and frosting and stuffing stuff into it process. You have to be very patient, is what I'm told.
Oh, I can't imagine how many folds that is, because I like to watch baking.
I
like to watch baking show. I watch the Great British Baking Show all the time, and they'll do maybe like four folds. But that is crazy. And I have to say, I got a birthday Kringle for Greg yesterday, and it was called the Wisconsin Kringle with cherries and cranberries and cream cheese, and that might be the finest Kringle on the planet.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
It was so good. It was so good.
I have a great wealth of knowledge of Kringles, working in Racine for a long time, and the various places you can go, and the hard fought opinions on them as well. If you don't want to start a fight at a coffee shop in Racine, don't talk about your favorite Kringle place.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
People get hot?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You got to love that, too. At least they're standing up for what they believe in Racine and
darn
the Kringles.
Right.
So, and just knowing that, you know, people can get them anywhere they live in the world.
It's a hard-fought Kringle competition. I didn't realize that the bakeries, I thought they all kind of helped each other out.
Oh, no, they get along. I'm talking about the people themselves.
The customers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gotcha. Tom from Jackson, Terry is texting in and listening in Madison, WMDX. Have you done a show about cherries?
I did a really brief, you know, the kind of fruit. And that was last year. So maybe I need to do an updated, because I could split the fruit now that I have more knowledge. Yeah, we could do one separate on cherries. And I already did a separate one on cranberries.
Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, maybe cherries deserves its own spot, I would think.
I'm a big cherry fan. So I would. Yes, I think cherries deserve their own special segment.
They get their own show.
They get their own show. Anne from Chippewa Falls texting in. I am one of the record holders in Bloomer in the jump rope competition. 58 jumps in 10 seconds.
My goodness.
No kidding. That is amazing. Congratulations.
Terry, we're going to have you back right after a very short break. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast, statewide, countrywide, global Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help.
No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinere on Air. Jane Matinere, Greg Bach, and Sweet Kelby coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call, text, leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up after the 11:30 news, Katie Jensen from Haws, Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County, will be joining us. They have a special adoption event going on right before Christmas. So if you are looking to adopt, maybe foster, because you're going to be off during the holiday, that's a really good thing to consider as well. So stick around for that. We'll wrap up the show today with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Parenting Tips Edition. Stick around for that. Just a reminder, our latest statewide text to win grown-up gift list contest is underway. This hour, the word you want to text in via the Civic Media app, you have to use the app. The word to text in is cold, C-O-L-D. Cold is the word up for grabs this hour, $100, a nice crispy $100 bill. Cold, C-O-L-D, you have until noon to text that in. Your next chance in the 1 o'clock hour, either playing for another $100 or an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Everyone, whether you win or not, going to be in the running for one of 8 grand prizes, including an espresso machine, a little robotic vacuum, snowblower. So text the word cold, C-O-L-D. This hour playing for $100. You heard her walk-up music there. Terry Barr is Civic Media's genie of just about everything. And you hear her great slice of Wisconsin pieces that air all across the network. And we were talking about Kringles before. And I want to talk to you, Terry, now, with the time that we have left, about your involvement with Max Inc. Radio. This is a special live music program that airs out of Madison on Saturdays. How did you get involved with that? Because you're very involved in the music scene in Madison.
Yeah, I think ever since we moved back to Wisconsin, and I've always believed in local music, I was really fortunate to connect with one of my co-hosts, Rocker, and he at one point asked me if I could ever join them. And at the time, I was working at a different radio station, so I couldn't. But when I decided to leave that station, he came right on back to me and said, come and be on the show. This is going to be so much fun. And I've never looked back. We provide 6 hours of local music.
Yep.
Live, yeah, every Saturday night. But we're lucky we get to replay it again on Sunday night, so if you miss it. But I'm going to hang my hat on this one, Jane and Greg. We just had a young lady on who put out her first album. Get this, she's 11 years old.
My goodness.
She's 11?
Yeah, so we are bragging that we found Wisconsin's Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Yeah.
And what's her name?
Her name is Paige. Yeah, her name is Paige Kleber. She's from Verona, which is just south of Madison.
Okay.
And she is already sparking so much interest after we had her on live for a complete hour. She was brave enough to deal with us and our questions and then play live songs for us. She was then asked by the Bucks to do the national anthem.
Wow.
And she's 11?
Yep. No, she's 11.
I've done things with my life.
Guitar out there? yeah, right? That's what we all said. At the end of our interview with her, we said, please don't forget us.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. Remember us in 10 years when you're on your Eras tour and things have changed. I can't get over how much poise it would take for an 11 year for to be 11.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what does she write about? I'm curious. What are her songs about?
I love that you asked that. Everything. She writes, now get this, Jane. She writes about love and boys.
I'm shocked.
At 11. Yes. And she has one about sort of a heartbreak where a boy is at a party with her and he won't talk to her. But she goes beyond that. I shouldn't stick with just that. She writes about bullying.
Oh.
And it was from a real something that happened at her school. I mean, she's in middle school.
Yeah. Wow.
She took the song to school and asked her teacher if the teacher would play it because it involves some of her classmates. And she basically said to them, play the song, listen to the song, and then don't ever do that again.
Wow.
Uh-huh. And then here's one of my favorites, and maybe we can play this sometime. She wrote a song about strong women and mentions Kamala Harris. And at the end, the chorus is, we are never going back.
Oh, wow.
And you can't help but, yeah, you get caught up in her song and you end up wanting to sing that part right along with her. She's really terrific. She's like 11 going on 35.
No kidding. She must have pretty supportive parents, too.
Yes, her mom is her momager.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And dad is basically, yeah, he's like the roadie. And she had a funny name for him, too, like the Dodie or something. Yeah, he carries the gear and drives her around. And mom is the manager. I love that so much.
We have a question on the live stream. Where could we find Paige? Does she have a website?
Of course she does. Yes. And let me spell her name so you can look for it. It's Paige, P-A-I-G-E, and then Kleber is K-L-E-B-E-R. And if you Google her, it'll come right up.
Okay.
She's got all her music there, all her show dates. She's now on the national anthem circuit. She hopes to also do the Brewers this summer. And she's doing a bunch of high schools, which to me, that would be even more scary because now you're having to sing to some of your just a little bit older peers. High school can be tough.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
She, brave little kid. Too bad she has no ambition and will probably never amount to anything.
I know. And, you know, as part of our Q&A with her, we said, okay, so what are your plans? Or maybe we shouldn't ask you that for a couple of years. She goes, oh, no, I'm all set. When I graduate, I am moving to Nashville. I'm going to write songs with some great songwriters there.
Then
I'm going to record mine, and I'm going to win some Grammys.
Well, good for her. We will absolutely include her in our show notes so you can find her for yourself. And you will hear Terry Barr all across civic media with her slices of Wisconsin. You do a regular hit with Maggie Dawn. I know Terry. She is our genie of just about everything at civic media. Terry Barr, thank you so very much, my friend.
Oh, happy holidays to all of you and to all of your listeners. Thank you so much, you guys.
And to you as well, Terry. News is coming up next when we return. We're talking about adoptable animals. And don't forget, the word this hour to text in via the Civic Media app is COLD, C-O-L-D. Text the word COLD before noon today. We are playing for $100 in cash. Keep it right here. You're listening to Matt Nair on air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The 17-year-old Lincoln High School student who died in a car crash last Friday will have funeral services this week. Casey Ramthan was killed in a car crash near Auburndale on December 13th. The 17-year-old driver was injured, as well as the 26-year-old woman driving the other vehicle. Casey is survived by her parents, Chad and Amanda Ramthan, and her brother Logan, along with many other family members. Casey will be remembered as a dedicated friend, determined competitor, and a remarkable artist who touched the lives of everyone she met. A visitation will be held tomorrow at 4 p.m. at Herman Taylor Funeral Home, and another before the funeral on Thursday. The visitation will begin at 9 a.m. and the funeral at 11 at Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Rapids. One of the lesser-known winter holidays begins this weekend. Lisa Hale has more.
Yule, or the winter solstice, starts at 3:20 a.m. Saturday, December 21st. It marks the longest night and the shortest day of the year. For some, it's cause for celebration as a holiday. Reverend Selena Fox is the senior minister of Circle Sanctuary Spirituality Church near Barneveld.
We're part of a legacy that goes across time around the world. Humankind has been observing winter solstice for thousands of years.
Fox said Yuletide celebrations continue through New Year's Day as the celebration of the solar new year coincides with the calendar new year.
The DNR is encouraging outdoor enthusiasts to be safe engaging in winter activities. We may not have any snow for snowmobilers yet, but ATV and UTV drivers also need to be aware of changing ice conditions. Check with local fishing clubs, outfitters, and bait shops for current conditions. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Moana 2 remained king of the box office last weekend. In its third weekend of release, the film pulled in over $26 million, putting it in first place yet again. Moana 2 and Wicked have a nice little competition going. Even though Moana 2 broke records, it might not catch Wicked when it comes to the total take. Wicked has pulled in $359 million domestically, and Moana 2 is at $337 million. They are neck and neck, which might be too much of a deficit for Moana 2 to overcome when it comes to the holiday season box office champ. Wicked remains strong at the Gate, also finishing in second place last week with $22.5 million. Action-adventure film Kraven the Hunter, starring Russell Crowe and Aaron Taylor-Johnson, is a box office dud, finishing with a disappointing $11 million in its first week of release. Gladiator 2 held strong in fourth place with $7.5 million, and the new animated Lord of the Rings film finished in fifth place with a disappointing total of less than $5 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy and breezy today, with high temperatures staying below freezing in the low 30s. We do have a small shot of light snow pushing in this evening. With accumulations looking like less than half an inch, it'll be done by early tomorrow morning, leaving us with mostly cloudy skies and high temperatures cooler in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 30.
This is Melissa Kay, and we have a special live show planned for Community Stories on December 17th and 19th. It's a live call-in show from 5 to 6, where you can call 715-424-2600, and I'll connect you with the Elf Call Center.
Elves, Santa's really busy. Can you go on the radio?
Absolutely. I can stand in for Santa.
Good, too, you said that.
That's 715-424-2600 on 97FM, 1320 AM, and 105.5 FM.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Trigvi Olsen in the guest host chair. And if I make it back in time, I'll join you live as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and the Calvinator on the board coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. You can call, you can text, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter. You have until noon to text the word via the civic media app COLD. C-O-L-D is the word to text on the civic media app. For our statewide Text to Win grown-up gift list contest, this hour we are playing for $100 in cash. And whether or not you win, some of our previous winners, we have Stephen from Onalaska, Lisa from Butternut, Jeff in Augusta, all previous winners, they and you, even if you don't win an hourly prize, are all going to be entered into the grand prize drawing. We have 8 grand prizes, including espresso machines, robot vacuum cleaners. There's a snowblower up for grabs. So text the word COLD, C-O-L-D, via the Civic Media app this hour. We're playing for $100 in cash. Your next chance will be in the 1 o'clock hour, either $100 or an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. Right now, though, we are joined by the Director of Marketing and Philanthropy for HAWS, which is the Humane Animal Welfare Society in Waukesha County. Katie Jensen is here. Good morning, Katie. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, you have a busy day. You have a plane coming in, don't you?
It is actually a ground transport today.
Oh, it's ground transport.
Yep. So it's coming from a southern state, and we are going to be taking 17 dogs. So dogs and puppies.
I'm all about this. I'm all about this. One thing that I think that people should understand about HAWS is that you are a no-kill shelter.
Yep, correct.
So you will keep these pups for as long as it takes for them to find a forever home.
Absolutely. We are the only no-kill and open admission shelter in southeastern Wisconsin, actually.
So that can mean sometimes that you get a little backed up with animals. And we've talked in the past about how having a whole bunch of dogs in one place is not necessarily the most restful place for them to be. Yep. It can be very high stress, correct?
Yes, there are studies out there that say they get an average of 90 minutes of sleep only an entire day when they stay in a shelter. So, I know.
But it's the barking. And everybody's anxious, and I'm sure they just all kind of keep each other hyped into a little frenzy. So you would like to get them out as soon as possible, or if not necessarily a forever home, how about a foster home?
Yes. So we actually have a really great program called Foster to Adopt on top of our normal foster, where you can come and kind of do a trial run with a dog in your home for about 2 weeks. We'll give you all the behavior support you need. We'll give you any of the food you might need, and you can take that time to see if they're the perfect fit for your family. So the way the dates are lining up, it would be a great way to take one home over the holidays.
Yes.
And see how it works out.
Yeah, definitely. If you're going to have some time off of work and you're going to be home with the kids, and this is something that you're considering.
Yeah.
This is a great way to do it, Katie. It really is, because I would imagine it's going to take the first couple of days just for the animal to relax a little bit, to really find out their personalities.
Yep. They say 2 to 3 days just to get a little bit used to being somewhere new and rest up. And then 2 to 3 weeks is kind of when you start getting their full personality and they're getting comfortable. So.
And you already have 41 dogs that are up for adoption, right?
Well, luckily we did have a couple going to foster to adopt, what we were just talking about this weekend. But we also took in the same amount of dogs as surrenders yesterday. So we are at about like 35, 36 animals available right now. And then with those 17 that are coming in, we'll have nearly 50 available by the end of Wednesday, early Thursday.
That's a lot of dogs. That's
a lot of dogs.
Well, let's talk about volunteer opportunities at HAWS, because not everybody wants to be a dog walker necessarily. There are other things that people can do if you're a volunteer.
There are. We have cat cuddling. We have dishes, laundry. We do an average of 32 loads of laundry every single day.
Oh.
So we can always use help keeping up with that, especially after the transport that comes in.
I bet.
And then there's clerical work. We can use help answering voicemails or helping write thank you cards or really anything that somebody has a skill in. We are happy to find them something to do.
What kind of skills do I need to be a cat cuddler?
You have to love cats and want to give them love. Not too hard, right?
You're hired.
Yes.
Yes, right.
That sounds like a great gig.
Yes, we are very fortunate. We have just under 400 active volunteers. That
wow.
An hour Jeez. A week. So,
do they all sign up to be cat cuddlers? They're like, I want cat cuddler. Okay, we need someone else. Yeah.
You have to spread it around.
It's nice. We get a good variety. We also have some people that help do like lawn care and help do the not so fun jobs outside. So
if you're just joining us, Katie Jensen is our guest. She's the director of marketing and philanthropy for Haws, which is, of course, the Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County. There is a great foster to adopt program going on right now. So you can have a pup spend 2 weeks with you. See how it goes. See how you get along.
People on the live stream are telling me that I need to take home another dog.
For Maybelle.
But Maybelle is a year old. She already has the run of the castle. I don't know if... I would.
Not a great excuse.
You tell him, Katie.
You know what, Katie? I don't need this from you or Jane or Tom. No, actually, if we did adopt another dog, I would totally adopt like a 10 or 12-year-old dog.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What kind of dog are you like? Do you have a type?
For that age, I would go bigger. So like Maybelle, our dog, she's a mini German Shepherd. She's
pretty little.
She's 28 pounds. I know, half German Shepherd, half Pomeranian, and she got a lot of energy. But I know science is weird. But also like for like a 10 or 12 year old dog, I would get a bigger dog. Her best friend is named Lily. She's a big old retriever, and they're great together because Maybelle brings out the energy in Lily. But then when Lily wants to lay down, Maybelle wants to lay down. So they just kind of mirror each other's behavior,
That's
which
great.
Is great. So if we dig another dog, I would sooner get an older dog than a brand new one.
Than another puppy.
Correct.
Well, you still have no good excuse because we literally have everything from like a Shih Tzu to a Frenchie to a Great Dane right now. So
stop looking at me, Jane. Stop looking at me, Jane.
We open at 1 o'clock.
But I think for some folks, and my husband and I have talked about it, and we're older, we're both in our mid-60s. I would want an older dog because I don't have the energy to put up with to train a puppy again.
Absolutely. Well, and right now, any dog over 6 months old is also 50% off their adoption fee.
Jane, there's no excuse not to.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just hearing excuses.
Calvin, what about you? I think the Butenhoff household probably needs another dog, too.
This would be a third dog, wouldn't it?
Two dogs and a cat. I think I have the most excuses.
Even numbers are always better, we like to say. So
I mean,
you want to set. Yeah. An even number, Calvin. You should have at least four.
Three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. It just makes sense. Dodoy.
And not to only talk about dogs, of course, we have plenty of great cats and still some kittens available for adoption, as well as small animals. So rabbits, guinea pigs, pretty much anything, you name it.
It's interesting that you say that because now I'm on Blue Sky and things are showing up on my timeline of people with odd pets. So I've seen people with videos of their house squirrel. And then I saw someone with a house meerkat.
No.
That seems like a really not good idea.
Yeah, it's probably not legal everywhere, but
and it definitely
it's
would
not
be
in our county.
It wouldn't be a place you'd want to introduce then probably a dog into.
Probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably not. But how can you even house train a squirrel?
I don't know that you do.
You don't.
You just live with it.
They rely on you. And then one day, Jane, they turn on you. They're like raccoons with their little hands.
I go in the kitchen and all the peanuts are gone.
Yeah.
Katie Jensen is our guest from the Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County. Anything else coming up, Katie? Any events that people can attend or that you want to spread the word about?
Yeah, I mean, we travel about 180 places a year with adoptable animals, so always check out our events calendar on our website, hawspets.org, and see if we're going to be in your neighborhood. Otherwise, if you can have it in your heart, bring an animal home for the holidays, try foster to adopt, come find us in Waukesha, and we'll be happy to help you.
Do you have a gift list as well? I know some shelters will have a gift list because you're always looking for supplies, I would imagine.
Yes, we do have a wish list on our website all the time, as well as like an Amazon instant purchase, Chewy, and Walmart. So we would love wet dog food. We could definitely use as we get into these 50 numbers for animals in our care.
Boy, I bet. Yeah, you got lots of 35 dogs are ready with 17 more coming. So you're going to need, you're going to need some chow for those puppies.
Absolutely. We just discovered a wet dog food that's like ham and eggs, biscuits and gravy. I'm like, these dogs are eating better than I am. And I'm
absolutely.
Yeah.
Is there anything else specifically in addition to the wet dog food that you could use, particularly with this van load coming up today?
Yeah, any type of dog food and dog enrichment items are really great. So when dogs are staying a little bit longer at the shelter, that would mean anything like Kongs, peanut butter to fill them. Bully sticks are like higher value chews that they can spend the night with.
And I would imagine stay away from the fluffy toys.
I mean, it's still enrichment. So if you have them, or if you even have ones at your house that your dogs might not be playing with anymore, we wash them and our dogs here love them. So
I just
take some of the ones that your pet gets new ones, bring us the other ones that you had it really around, and we are happy to spread the love.
Oh, you will take them. You will take used. Absolutely. Oh, that's fabulous.
I love that.
Yeah, that's great. Well, get up look around at the stuffies lying all over your floor and in baskets and behind your couch, and just collect them, put them through the washing cycle, and take them out to Hawes along with some wet dog food that they're going to be needing.
And Kongs and peanut butter.
Yes, we would love it.
Yeah. All of those.
Come adopt at 1 o'clock.
Greg will be there.
You know what?
Greg. Yeah.
You know what? Okay, whatever. Whatever. I'm getting another dog. Oh, no.
Tom from Tom on the live stream says, Katie, you are doing God's work. And I really do think that all of you folks who animal shelters, you go through so many stressful situations, and you talked about people who had to surrender their animals. That's got to be painful for those people and hard for the volunteers.
It is. It's rough, but that's why we're here and we're all happy to do it. So.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is, I don't think anyone says, I'll get into animal shelter work. It seems like fine. You have to really, really love this work. Yep. And getting to know Hawes through the last year and a half has been great. And yeah, we'll probably get another dog down the road and we'll probably come down and visit you.
We'll get him there. And Alicia on the live stream says, stop trying to convince me to adopt another dog. I have two.
We will not stop.
A Dalmatian lab and a boxer bulldog. There's an opening in there, Alicia, for a Shih Tzu something cross.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
I think that would be the perfect addition to you. All right. We're going to include all of this in the show notes so you can reach out. And if you have the opportunity and the resources, really appreciate any donations you can make to Hawes so they can keep their mission going. Katie Jensen is the Director of Marketing and Philanthropy. Thank you so much, Katie. Merry Christmas, and give lots of pets and nose boops to everyone at the shelter.
All the scritches.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you. Stay with us. When we return, we will wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Parenting Tips Edition. You are listening to Matt Nair on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Made that old car go. My Roman mind told me that so. How I wish that we were back on the road again. What it was worth. Another tank of gas and back on the road again. Me and you and a dog named Boo, traveling and living off the land. Me and you and a dog named Boo, I love being a free man. I'll never forget that day. Stately into big LA. The lights of the city put the settling down into my brain. It's only been a month or so, but that old car's begging us to go.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Gerrymandering, the manipulation of voting district boundaries to engineer an election outcome which benefits a particular party, had a significant impact on control of the new Congress. A new report by the Brennan Center for Justice found over 4 of 5 congressional districts were won by a margin of over 10%, including 90% of the GOP House majority. Within that number, 132 GOP winners were in districts with winning margins of 25% or more, and 112 by a Democrat. In comparison, only 37 districts nationwide were decided by 5% or less, and only 19 districts were competitive enough to flip. The Brennan Center points to North Carolina as a state which, after a more liberal Supreme Court was flipped conservative in 2022, replaced the previous court's 7-7 competitive maps with the legislature's gerrymandered version, resulting in a 10-4 GOP congressional seat advantage. The most effective solution to gerrymandering at the moment is citizen-led independent redistricting, which has been successful in producing fairer and more competitive maps in California, Michigan, Utah, and a handful of other states. Brennan found that independent commissions, citizen-led or otherwise, drew only 82 congressional districts this cycle, but those districts were 3 times more competitive. We have the Brennan Center's report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, and Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text, or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Just a reminder. Oh, I wanted to mention this quickly.
Yeah.
We are global.
We are global.
I got confirmation yesterday on my Blue Sky account.
Yeah, you did.
I believe Adam left a message on my Blue Sky account, and you can find it. It's just my name. It's not that hard. Well, yeah, it's kind of hard, but anyway. And he said, you can officially say you are global. We are listening to you in New Zealand while we're on vacation via the Civic Media app. So, yes, statewide, countrywide, global Civic Media radio network.
And I know that they're on vacation, but in my mind, they're from New Zealand.
New Zealand.
And they're listening to us, listening, like they're on a lazy river, just having a good time, listening to Matt and Air on Air.
Kiwi's a tough accent.
I know, very difficult.
It really is. I was there many years ago. It's one of it's the cleanest country I've ever seen.
I want to go there.
I think they vacuum the country every night. It's very clean. But anyway, thank you for letting us know that you can listen, and thank you for taking us with you. That he said that they just wanted to keep up with what is going on in Wisconsin. All right, it is 11:53. That means it is time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Today it is the Parenting Tips edition, courtesy of one Mama Musk. Mae Musk, Putz de Leon's mother, has appeared on Fox and Friends. She was asked about her thoughts, because apparently she's an expert now on everything.
Mm-hmm.
She was asked her thoughts about the birth rate. Quote, your son talks a lot about it. It's declining, and the problems with humanity with that, she was asked. May responded to someone who asked her on Twitter that it said it's just too expensive to have children. And I think this is the problem that a lot of people are facing, and why they're choosing not to have children just because of how much everything costs right now.
Yeah.
Not to mention, you know, just your mortgage and your car, not to mention the expense of having a child.
Yeah.
May's answer.
Do the accent.
May's, I can't do a South African accent. May said, when Elon was born, we were in a small two-bedroom apartment overlooking a garage. When Kimball was born, we moved to a two-bedroom apartment with a view. When Tosca was born, we moved to a two-bedroom house all in the same area. May Musk says, when you have more children, quote, you move on. You start doing better and better. You don't have to go to the movies. You don't have to go out to dinner. The most wonderful gifts you could ever have is the children.
Where do I start with this? First of all, your kid's name sucks. All of them sucks. I hate the names of all your children, and I'm not a fan of most of them anyways. Also, when they had Elon, if I'm not mistaken, they were already knee-deep in an emerald mine during apartheid South Africa.
Yeah, they don't They don't like to talk about that whole emerald mine thing.
Don't tell them about the good old working class days when we're really struggling. No, you know, you're not. You weren't.
And May, you only had three. You seem like a bit of an underachiever to me, says the youngest of six.
Not to mention one of your kids, you know, the one who's best friends with a tyrant, has 12 children.
And a whole bunch of different baby mamas.
And I'm not sure if she's still married to Elon's father.
No, Elon's father had an affair with one of his stepdaughters.
And got her pregnant.
Yes. Perfectly healthy, normal, non-toxic family dynamics going on there.
But Jane, the house they moved into was so quaint.
Oh, it was adorable.
Had a nice view. They don't go to Applebee's. They don't see Marvel movies.
Your kids don't need that, Calvin.
Well, just to connect how out of touch these people are, one of Elon Musk's baby mamas, Grimes.
The singer?
Yes. She compared her son, Axe, to Paul Atreides from Dune. So,
wait a minute. Hold on. What? So, wait, the child's name is X's and the...
His name is X-A-E...
I know which one you're talking about. Yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
They refer to him as Axe. In an interview with Vanity Fair, she referred to him, or she compared the things he's going to have to go through in his life to Paul, the protagonist in of Dune. The Dune series.
Timothy Chalamet character?
That seems like a stretch. But I believe Grimes is also the one who has said that he won't let her see their three children.
She said that he is no longer the person she was with. And I really think that once his daughter transitioned, which he refuses to acknowledge that, that's what started to change him into the person he is today. But before that, he was also about population.
Right.
He thinks you should be having as many children as possible. Because, you know, it's easy when you're worth $350 billion.
Yeah, Mama Musk, maybe keep your parenting tips to yourself. That wraps up today's edition of...
This shouldn't be a thing.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Stay here. News is coming up next. Keep it right here on the vast, statewide, countrywide, global Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Wednesday, we'll talk to a school administrator from up north who's the state's new superintendent of the year. You could accurately call her superior.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue. Possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side, have trouble speaking, walking, or seeing, it could be a stroke. Call 911. Get to a hospital. Because how you spend the next 60 minutes could determine how you spend the rest of your life. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. New York investigators have added a seventh murder charge to the suspect in the Gilgo Beach serial killing case. D.A. Raymond Tierney says a woman whose body was found in 2000 has been linked.
The lives of these women matter. And, we as investigators, we understand that. Obviously, no one understands it more than the family.
In Madison, Wisconsin, Police Chief Sean Barnes is trying to find the motive for the deadly school shooting that he says was carried out by a 15-year-old girl who took her own life.
What we do know is that this child obviously was very troubled. There's usually some type of warning signs that we all may have missed.
A student and teacher died in the attack. CBS's Haley Ott on Ukraine's bomb blast killing of a key Russian general.
Kirillov and the unit he headed were under sanctions by a number of countries for the use of chemical weapons on the battlefield in Ukraine.
CBS News Brief, I'm Steve Kathan.
James here.